Thank you for joining with us today at the CGMF Prayer Line and Devotion. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 6. I'm going to be reading from the Common English Bible. Hope that God is blessing you today and His Spirit is with you. At the end of our prayer message, I'm going to give you some information to help you maybe make contact with our ministry here and to become a part. But look at verse 5 of chapter 6 of Genesis. I'm going to be talking for a few moments this morning about regrets here on this Saturday morning. The Lord saw that humanity had become thoroughly evil on the earth, and that every idea their minds thought of was always completely evil. Now I want you to spend special attention or take note of verse 6. The Lord regretted making human beings on the earth and was heartbroken. So the Lord said, I will wipe off of the land the human race that I've created, from human beings to livestock, to the crawling things, to the birds in the skies, because I regret I ever made them. But as for Noah, the Lord approved of him. The Lord regretted creating humanity. Evil had beset the earth. Evil thoughts had totally captivated the minds of people. When given sometimes to our own humanity, our own flesh, our own carnality, we lend ourselves to things that are not godlike. But when we become the recreated beings that we can through the power of the Holy Spirit, we become the receptacle of God and become the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God's Spirit begins to cleanse and touch our hearts and lives through His blood and through the power of His name. And we begin to see the Lord's character begin to take part of our lives as we appropriate the work of the Holy Spirit. It's through that Spirit that we can become the children of God and see the work and the power of the Lord demonstrated in our lives. But when that is choked out or not being allowed to grow, or when we allow this world to just envelop us in the doubts and the fears and the things about it, we can sometimes become consumed with thoughts that are contrary to the nature of God. And it disheartens him. It makes him heartbroken. Because usually that will see us become detached from him, less apt to take time in his presence and allow God to lead us and guide us in the pathways that he desires. I pray today that you would allow the Holy Spirit to renew the relationship that you have with the Lord. Allow the Holy Spirit to cleanse your temple afresh. Renew your mind in the Word of God and think upon whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are of positive report. Because that will give you a mindset that will be as the mind of the Lord and of Christ's devotion at heart, that when set forth, does good on the earth. Even though God regretted making humanity and purged much of humanity, he still had a remnant, and through Noah gave hope. Even after the terrible sinning and depravity of Sodom and Gomorrah was spoken of in the scriptures, that city might have lost its presence on the earth. But Lot and some were preserved from that through the intercession of God and the man of God, who prayed and hoped that God would save some. God recognized the quality of Noah. He preserved Lot. And throughout the scriptures, we see this God who sometimes gets very angry at us as humans or as people in how we trample upon the good things of God. However, he always finds hope somewhere. And in your heart and life today, even though you have regrets, even though you have pains, even though you have hurts, things have kind of maybe not gone your way, and relationships, etc., have hurt you, somewhere there's hope. Somewhere there can be fresh life. Somewhere God can do something wonderful in bridging the gap and seeing healing and grace. God found it in his heart to give humanity, despite its, you know, rebelliousness, opportunity and new hope, time and time again. And he has afforded us through the New Testament covenant grace. In the midst of, we can go boldly before the throne of grace in time of need, despite the fact that, hey, he's given us all the tools for righteousness, yet he knows that sometimes there's weaknesses and we are not divine like he is divine. And so we are working out in this flesh the Lord and his relationship and his love. But there's always hope, because he's found a place for us that we can approach him daily. And today there might be times in your life and things that you regret, and you are, have just shut it out. And it's got the best of you. And you almost wish, like, God, I just want to wipe them out. But is there something good? Is there something that can be rebuilt? Is there hope or opportunity somewhere in the line? And maybe you've given up on friendships, but God wants you to find that covenant friend or person that can be a part of your life. Give God an opportunity to grant you wisdom. See his Holy Spirit have its way and allow him to minister to you. He had heartaches and regrets, but time and time again, he found a way to find something he approved of or found hope in, to see something good happen in the midst of what seemed to be just all bad, what seemed to be something he didn't want to deal with anymore. But he gave humanity hope. He gave individuals hope, and he gives us hope today. His love can make a way for you. His love has made a way for us. And God's love in your heart can help you to overcome the regrets, the hurts and pains of your life, and help you to see good and healing in your heart. Pray this prayer with me. This is a prayer that sometimes I pray, and it talks about forgiving others. Something that I need to do, because there are times and there are people in my life that I'm really upset at how they betrayed me, how they've hurt me. And, you know, hey, I will not say that I'm not like, you know, the Lord was there in the book of Genesis, and I wish some people had been wiped off the face of the earth a couple of times. But God has had me to begin, especially the past few months, saying this prayer, and I've needed it. And it's starting to heal me in many ways. It's a prayer of proclamation, considering God's protection and help. It goes like this. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against me in judgment I do condemn. This is my heritage as a servant of the Lord, and my righteousness is from you, O Lord of hosts. If there are those who have been speaking or praying against me or seeking harm or evil to me, or who have rejected me, I forgive them. Having forgiven them, I bless them in the name of the Lord. Now I declare, O Lord, that you and you alone are my God, and beside you there is no other, a just God and a Savior, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I worship you. I submit myself afresh to you in unreserved obedience. Having submitted to you, Lord, I do as your word directs. I resist the devil, all his pressures, his attacks, his deceptions, every instrument or agent he would seek to use against me. I do not submit. I resist him, drive him from me, and exclude him from me in the name of Jesus. Specifically, I repel and reject infirmity, pain, infection, inflammation, malignancies, allergies, viruses, and every form of witchcraft. Finally, Lord, I thank you that through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, I have passed out from under the curse and entered into the blessings of Abraham, whom you blessed in all things. Exaltation, health, reproductiveness, prosperity, victory, and health, and favor, and love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, help me to forgive as you've forgiven. Help me, Lord, today to allow you to minister in my heart. Pray for my enemies. God, help me to pray even for those I consider my enemies today. In Jesus' name, thank you for this new day, God. I give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope that something I said today and in that prayer, something that we relayed in that prayer proclamation and consideration, helped you. I mentioned earlier that if you wanted to become part of this ministry or take advantage of some of the ministry tools, I would let you know about that. And I want you to go to cgmfinc.weebly.com, cgmfinc.weebly.com. That's our ministry website. Check out the various tools, the information, how to contact us. get involved maybe in a Bible study. We have various ones here in the state of Nebraska. And give us an email. Give us an email if you think that there's something you would like prayer for or would like to consider Bible study or just want to have more information about something. And that email is found at cgmfinc@gmail.com, cgmfinc@gmail.com. And you also can find it on our homepage, as there's a contact form there on the homepage at cgmfinc@weebly.com. Our telephone number at the ministry is 646-926-0401. That's 646-926-0401. We're so thankful today that you've been with us. We always appreciate your prayers, your consideration, and we pray that God is blessing you and will bless you today in Jesus' name. Till the next time, God bless you and thank you for being on the prayer line.